This is the fourth episode of Love is Blank, my illustrative audio journal detailing my thoughts and feelings on the experience of love through the lens of popular fictional media. As always, if you haven't listened to the previous episodes yet, I suggest you do before this one. That way you can understand the differences between the two main episode styles across the podcast. This is also the second reflective episode of the series where I have a more personal take on how I react to popular fictional media in the context of a variety of themes. And for this chapter, it's all about what I would like in a relationship. So let's get into that. I really struggle to find the perfect phrases and moments in the media to illustrate what I think I would like in a relationship. I had this whole idea in my head of how I was going to present the whole thing, but when it came to putting it all together, it just did not work out. But the main thing that remained were moments. Moments shared by characters that sparked and strengthened my whole belief in this so-called love thing. So instead of, I guess, outright listing off all the qualities and expectations I have of a relationship, I'll list my favorite moments instead and hope that helps paint the same picture. My first moment is Michael's proposal to Holly in The Office.
Holly Black, marrying me will you be?
Your wife be coming.
And what a friend I can share my weird jokes with. But even in what is supposed to be a pivotal point in our relationship, we still find a way to make dumb jokes. Someone that gets my references just as well, and is on the same wavelength of weird as I am. Also, I would like to believe that if it's meant to be, it'll be. And once you found your person, though it may take its time, and life can sometimes separate you, the two of you can still come back together and pick up where you left off. While on the topic of dumb jokes and separation,
wait, what's a nice place like you doing with a girl like this?
There's Wade and Vanessa from Deadpool.
Listen, I've been thinking.
Really?
About why we're so good together.
Why is that?
Well, your crazy matches my crazy. Big time. And we're like two jigsaw pieces, you know, the weird curvy edges.
You put them together and you can see the picture on top.
I too want someone to match my crazy. I also want to know that although bad things can happen and sometimes the universe sucks and makes people make bad decisions, if you fall for someone hard enough, you might actually be able to forgive them for abandoning you. Because you understand they were in a bad place and you love them that much to again pick up where you left things. Not that I see myself doing that, but it definitely makes for an entertaining storyline. I'm noticing a theme of people breaking up and getting back together. So I'm going to switch gears to a couple that never broke up in the time we got to know them. And that is Joel and Sheila from Santa Clarita Diet.
I love you. I've loved you for the 19 years we've been married, and I'll love you for however long we have together. So, you be whoever you need to be. Just because something's changed doesn't mean it's not still beautiful.
I don't think I have the high school sweethearts narrative set up anywhere in my timeline of love, but what I take from these two, while I'm still in the headspace of worst case scenarios, is that I want to know that someone would like me enough to stick with me even if I change. Maybe not if I accidentally turn into a zombie, but I'd like to see if love can really convince someone to love you enough, even through significant transformations, good or bad. The conclusion I'm drawing from these highlights and moments is that worst case scenarios can really bring out the love in you. But that doesn't matter as much as long as you're happy in the end.
Really, I'm not here to provide factual information, I'm just saying what I've seen so far.
After covering all my wants and needs, here's why I've been okay without them so far. The media has kind of made being single as this thing about a person that has to be fixed. The single characters are hardly ever portrayed as complete people, and usually by the end of the story they are either fixed with a new relationship, or the failure to find someone leaves them open to a new narrative to keep entertaining the audience. And with the abundance of love stories everywhere you look, there is a nagging feeling that if you don't experience it the way it's shown online, then you're either doing something wrong or there's something wrong with you. Personally, I feel a number of ways about being single. Sometimes I feel all strong and confident and all that stuff. I tell myself that I'm totally fine, I've got friends and family and all that, why would anyone need anything else? But the media has often told me that this is not enough, so other times, I feel like Ross in Friends.
I'm fine! Totally fine! I don't know why it's coming out all loud and squeaky, because really, I'm fine.
And other times, I don't know what energy I give off, but I find myself in a similar situation to Jess from New Girl.
Are you sure you're okay?
For the 1,000th time, yes. I know you've been waiting all week for me to break down, but I'm fine. And stop being nice to me.
For real though, I have been fine so far. I just would like the things I listed right at the start because I want to tell a new story. Like, I've become very familiar with this narrative I've been playing out. And don't get me wrong, it has its moments of peak entertainment. But I feel like with a new variant added in, something I have no control over, however much that scares me, it'll still be cool to watch that play out outside of my own head. If you would like to share your feelings, thoughts, and experiences based on this episode, do use the hashtag LoveIsBlankPodcast on any and all social media platforms. New episodes come out every Friday at 5 p.m. across all podcasting platforms. The next chapter will be the third analytical episode of the series, where I try and understand who is a single person and what is the experience of being single according to the media.